Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning today. We want to thank our listeners for tuning in to Gimme Five. I am your host for the show, Chad Chandler, speaking with you. First and foremost, as always, we want to thank our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for another opportunity and day with you. Thank our listeners out there for taking out your time to listen with us as well as we go over some scripture today. Today I'm going to be reading from the book of Titus, starting at chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we had done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. A man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition reject, knowing that he that is such is subservient and sinneth, being condemned of himself. Amen. So that was coming from the book of Titus. That was starting actually at chapter 2, verse 11, all the way to the end of 15, and then also chapter 3, which that was from verse 1 to 11 as well. So we once again want to thank our listeners for tuning in to Gimme 5. Definitely hope that the scripture today gave you something to think on, or just to meditate on that as you throughout the day or even at home later on. We just definitely want to continue to stay in the Word of God, read it daily, and the Lord continues to open our hearts and minds to get more understanding. So we want to thank him for his patience and for his love. So as you go out today, have a blessed day. Thank you once again for tuning in to Gimme 5. Thank you.